Rick Hansen for the Foundations of Well-Being, doing practices here about enriching and absorbing beneficial experiences as part of the Enchanted Loom part of the Learning Pillar in the Foundations program. So in these practices, we'll do an extended practice related to first having the experience of feeling loving. And then I'll explore five different factors or ways to enrich this experience, followed by five different ways to absorb it. And I really encourage you to enjoy this practice and have some fun with it. It's really sweet to feel loving. So, to begin, if you can, bring to mind someone you naturally care about, someone that you naturally feel loving toward. It could be a person in your life today or in your past. It could be a pet. Could be a friend, family member, could be a group of people. You could even have a sense of just feeling loving without any particular reference to an object, a person. However you do it, see if you can start to activate, to call up, to have some feelings of lovingness. There are different aspects of these, such as compassion, the wish that beings not suffer, could be liking, fondness, kindness toward others, or perhaps right at the core of lovingness, a sense of cherishing and so much caring for this other being or these other beings. So you're finding, you're activating, you're locating some sense of feeling loving. And then, once you've started to have this experience, we're going to move into the installation phase of learning now with enriching and absorbing. And we're just going to explore different aspects of enriching, knowing that in the flow of everyday life, you'll probably just use one or two or three of these at most. But it's nice to know you've got multiple go-tos that you can draw upon to deepen the neural trace of this experience. So, with regard to feeling loving, see if you can help the experience last a dozen or two dozen seconds in a row. Protect it, regenerate it, keep it going. If your mind wanders, just bring it back to feeling loving. In meditative terms, this is taking in the good is a concentration practice. It's an absorption practice in which we seek to become steadily involved with the experience, if only for a dozen seconds at a time. And then the second factor of feeling loving, intensity. See if you can let this experience or help this experience become even more intense. Without stressing about it or getting pushy with yourself, can turn up the volume, if you can, on feeling loving. Maybe it's the quality of it just pervading your mind, so it's the only thing in your mind, even if it's a subtle experience. That too is a kind of intensity. So I'll be quiet here for a few moments as you explore intensifying this experience of feeling loving. Okay. A third aspect or factor of enriching is multimodality. There are five aspects to experience, namely thoughts, perceptions, particularly body sensations, emotions, desires, and actions. So, with regard to this experience of feeling loving, let's start with thoughts. What useful, beneficial thoughts do you have related to feeling loving? How about sensations? What's it feel like in your body to feel warm or warm-hearted, such as sensations in your chest, or a softening in your face, or a softening in your eyes? Maybe there's a pleasure in your body when you feel loving. What about the emotions of love? Perhaps there are different aspects to this, to the emotions of love here for you. Compassion feels different from kindness. Friendliness feels different from attraction. Cherishing feels different from appreciating. What are the different feelings that make up the experience of being loving? And desires. That's another aspect of experience under the heading of multimodality. What wishes or intentions or commitments or longings are involved with this beneficial experience of being loving? And also actions, a very important aspect of experience. For example, you could take the action of putting a hand on your heart and see what that does, see how that enriches this experience of lovingness. Or a hand on your cheek, or two hands on your heart. You might, as an action, rock a little, as if you're rocking a precious child in your arms, or holding a beloved pet up close. Perhaps make a sound, as I just did, in terms of action. See how this action could enrich the experience for you. Okay, and then a fourth factor of enriching is novelty. Exploring what could be fresh or new, or a kind of not knowing with regard to being loving. So see if you could explore this experience through the eyes of a child, with the beginner's mind, it's sometimes called, to seeing what could be new or fresh in this experience of being loving. And then last, relevance. To enrich this experience of being loving, explore how it could matter to you to be loving. What would be good about being loving for yourself? How might it ease certain situations, perhaps with certain other people, to be more loving in those situations? In other words, what about this particular experience could be valuable to you? That will help it get encoded even more, recognizing how this experience matters to you. Okay, let's take another few moments just to finish up with the enriching step of the heal practice. See if there's anything else you want to explore to enrich this experience, to have it be as big as possible in your mind and as full in your body. Okay, then on to the third step in the heal practice, absorbing, which feels like the experience is really sinking in. So let's explore these five factors of absorbing. The first being intention. In other words, can you intend to receive this experience of being loving? Okay, how about imagery? Could you have a sense of this feeling of being loving moving into you, like water into a sponge perhaps, or kind of sifting down into you like golden dust or gentle rain, or, you know, putting love or love like a light flowing out of you, flowing through you, a golden or purple or beautiful warm green light flowing out of you. There could be a sense of lovingness sifting down into you like a soothing balm spreading inside, kind of like a pool spreading inside you. Another aspect of absorbing is sensing or sensation. You're sensing that the experience is sinking in. You might feel something almost spreading inside your body or easing at the edges of the experience, moving into your face, moving into your back, becoming a part of you. Sometimes people experience the sensation as a warmth, kind of like warmth moving into your hands, holding a cup of hot chocolate on a cold day. Thank you. There could also be a sense of receiving the experience, of letting it land. Like it's entering you in a good way. And last and not least, giving over to being loving. Letting yourself, in effect, be changed a little bit, perhaps for the better. Becoming a little more loving in general as a result of this practice you're doing here. You know, you might explore different ways of talking about this inside your own mind. Soft thoughts like, give over to love, or lived by love. Perhaps soft thoughts like, love is my nature. Or letting love be the current carrying me along. All of these are different ways of really being receptive to and taking deeply in this experience. So we'll take just a few more moments here with this absorbing practice. You can explore different aspects of it if you like, including the sense of letting go of any resistance or any obstruction to the full reception, the full absorption of this beneficial experience of being loving. Okay, we're finishing up the practice here. And as we finish up here, I'd like to make two points. The first is that most of the time that we take in the good will be on the fly, in the flow of everyday life. 10 seconds here, 5 seconds there, sometimes 20 or more seconds, perhaps even occasionally a few minutes, but it's in the flow of everyday life. And as we do that, the steps, the aspects of internalizing beneficial experiences kind of mush together. That's fine. Here, I'm taking some time with it. I'm unpacking the elements to help you become more skillful at this. And hey, what's wrong with marinating and feeling loving for 5 or 10 minutes? That sounds like a pretty good idea, at least occasionally. So it's okay to do these practices for a longer period of time, but that's not primarily how we do them. We do them primarily in brief bits of time here and there in the flow of everyday life. The second thing I'd like to say is that it's easy to underestimate the power of these little moments. I think of it as the law of little things. It's usually lots of little bad things that took us to a bad place, and it's going to be lots of little good things that take us to a better one. You know, a long time ago, as best we know, the Buddha said, think not lightly of good, saying, it will not come to me. Drop by drop is the water pot filled. Likewise, the wise one, gathering it little by little, fills oneself with good. So in this sense, drop by drop, synapse by synapse, ordinary jewel by ordinary jewel, however you do it, in the days of your life, may you gradually fill yourself up more and more with good for your own sake and that of other beings.